This is all about, I suppose, ground up, grassroots, community-led regeneration and redesigning or co-designing together a new future for Mobile, which, as you know, is a designated heritage town and was designed, I think, 250 years ago. So this is all about inviting in the community. So basically, if you live, work, play, stay in Mobile, if you're a volunteer in Mobile, you are very warmly welcome and invited to contribute to creating a new future for Mobile that might be beyond our expectations.
This is an interesting one for yourself, because your area of expertise and your area of interest is in the preservation of historic buildings, and you approach your architectural practice with that very much in mind. So it would seem on the face of it, you're the ideal project to take the lead on this.
Well, yeah, the repairable buildings is one of my areas of interest. And so Mobile, and not just Mobile, as you know, lots of towns all over the county and the country have old buildings that are, you know, in need of a wee bit of TLC. So in this project, we are all about better workability, vitality, and a greater sense of belonging for the people in Mobile and its places and spaces, whether they're inside or outside.
And it's finding the balance between that sense of preservation, that sense of retaining the link with history and retaining the local identity, but also meeting the needs of a growing and vibrant community. When you can marry those two together properly, that's when you know you have a success on your hands.
Absolutely. And I think it's fair to say, you know, we have this fabulous built heritage, built and natural heritage in Mobile. And we are as interested in creating the heritage of the future, so that whatever we create today is so brilliant that 250 years from now, people will be looking back and saying, weren't they a fine community that had such aspirations and ambition for Mobile that they created whatever it is, whether it's a new public space or a reuse of an existing old building that maybe just needs a little bit of loving care. So that's some of what we're looking forward to, and we're going to be having very inclusive conversations, facilitated conversations. And as I say, you know, everybody who cares about the place and would like to have a voice, this is all about increasing the voice and influence of everybody here, young and old, all walks of life, and inviting them into the room to be part of this really exciting process. And we're using tried and tested methods that have been proven to work. So that is just brilliant for Mobile to get this opportunity. We're really delighted, and I'm delighted to be working with giants in this town like Clodagh Warnock, who, as you know, is the director of Ceolan Traditional Music and Harp School, and also Anthony Dugan, who's the treasurer of the Mobile Community Complex Development Company, and also the recently retired principal from Mobile Community College. So, you know, it's really fabulous to have people of their caliber working on this all together. And we can't wait. We can't wait to design a whole new future for Mobile.